Tom is the...
My favorite.
Talking about being grown up.
Oh,
three.
He's the growniest.
Okay, there's a good one. If you had a girl child, she would be your...
Daughter.
Right. If a woman is going to have a child, you would say she is...
Pregnant.
And is other terms that are used?
Carrying a child.
I wonder if this may be a joking terms or anything that you might have heard a long time ago.
No, see, I was the youngest, so I didn't hear much.
You said, what was the breakdown in your family of children? How many boys?
Three boys and two girls.
Now I've heard things like foot broke. Is she broke her foot? Have you ever heard that?
No.
Sometimes you get an expression like that. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, there's a woman who might do it.
A midwife.
If a boy and his father had the same appearance, you'd say the boy...
It's the image of his father.
Okay, and something else maybe you might say. The boy sure does.
Look like his daddy.
All right, now is that talking about appearance?
Yeah.
Right? Suppose he had mannerisms like his father. You'd say that boy...
is polished like his daddy.
All right, or would you ever say acts like his father?
Yeah, he acts just like.
Yeah, that's the way we say it. All right, if a mother has looked after three children till they've grown up, you say she's done what to those children?
A good job.
Or she's reared them or raised them or brought them up?
Brought them up in the right way they should go.
All right. To a naughty child, you might say to him, you do that again and you're going to get a good...
spanking.
If you have a son and he suddenly is 5 inches taller this year than he was last year, you might say, you certainly have
grown.
All right, and are there any words that you remember that might have been used in the old days or that would be used now to refer to an illegitimate child? Child born out of wedlock.
Now, say that again. What?
Okay. Is there anything, any term you? What would you say now? What would you call a child who's born when the parents aren't married to each other?
Well, say it's illegitimate.
Okay.
And I have heard the expression of being a woods colt.
I was going to ask you about that. Is that an old term?
Yeah.
If you are an orphan, the court has to appoint someone to look after you. They appoint a what?
Guardian.
And if a woman, everybody that's related to you are your...
cousins. Kinfolks.
Okay. Would you be more likely to say relatives or kinfolks?
Well, you can use either one, relatives or kinfolks.
Yeah, I'm talking about which you would be
more likely. I think you'd say relatives now more than you would kinfolks, don't you?
Okay. If I said, those are some of her people.
Uh-huh.
Now, how does that work? If I say kinfolks, are they closer relation than people? Or are they the same thing?
Well, I think they would be closer. If you can't, you kinfolks.
You heard the, I didn't ask you, you heard the expression people?
Uh-huh.
For people, for my people.
Uh-huh.
All right, now, how would you interpret people?
Well, I think they would be close to, say, my people.
Okay.
Am I right?
It's not. I'm just wondering.
Uh-huh.
Aloud. Yes, she has the same family name as I have, but actually we're no...
kin.
All right. Someone who comes into town... and no one has ever seen him before. You'll say he's a
stranger.